Yeah, that is what I promised my family. That I said that to myself. I promised my family that for them, and they also wanted it me to do it for myself. So I said I would do it for myself as well. And my grandmother, my papa, my great grandmother, they all passed away in the past seven or eight months, and they all wanted to see me do it. So it was for them as well.
I know that he's on a different side of the ball, but how nice is it to have James here, to have someone that you're familiar with to bounce ideas off of, to help push you on the playbook, those sort of things?
Yeah, that helps a lot, having a guy here that you've been playing with for 4 years already. You know, you already know each other pretty well. You know, it definitely helps you feel comfortable.
Help here, but also helping at Stanford. You know, you said you felt like you were grounded, all the other friends got to play. How was it nice to have someone back behind with you?
Yeah, it did. You know, it's like if you're going to be grounded, you know, at least you're grounded with, you know, with a brother or somebody. So that's what it felt like.
Ty, when you first got here for rookie orientation after the draft, you said when you got the playbook, you saw some similarities in verbiage and stuff in the pro style offense mm-hmm. in Stanford. How much has that carried over to the field, and has any of that helped you from this sort of the OTAs here in the first couple?
Yeah, a lot of it is carried over in a good, in a positive way, and I don't want to say a negative way, but sometimes it gets a little confusing because some of the verbiage is the same, but it has a different meaning. So in that way, it confuses me a little bit sometimes, but at the same time, it helps.
But overall, kind of lucky that you were in the post now.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Is it helpful coming in with a rookie quarterback and Brett and you guys both kind of going through this process of learning an offense together?
You know, I never thought of it as being helpful, but, you know, I guess it is because with Brett and I both being rookies, we actually get along pretty well. We spend a lot of time together at the rookie premiere, and, you know, he's learning it just as much as I'm learning it. And, you know, we actually took a day. When I was here before, we actually took a day, and we just sat down and, you know, went over the script together and tried to learn things.
I've heard a lot, Ty, about guys, the older guys helping out the younger guys. I'm wondering if you expected that, or what did you expect when you got here? Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I was actually. I was very surprised. You know, from what I heard from guys coming back to Stanford is that it's more of a business. And it is more of a business, but, you know, don't look for guys to help you so much. You got to do a lot on your own. But, you know, here, I haven't been anywhere else, but just based on what I've heard, this place is an exception.
But yet, it's still a very competitive atmosphere, right?
Very competitive, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, nobody's just going to give up their plays, you know. But if you have questions, they're going to answer them, because at the end of the day, we all got to be on the same page and know what we're doing.
Mike was talking a lot today about football IQ and that being a big point of emphasis this year, to get everybody kind of football smart in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you think that you come with, you know, already, and that you're kind of an open learner, and that, you know, the Stanford thing, everybody, you're smart, but football smarts, where are you?
I believe I'm very smart football-wise. You know, I'm not a big talker, you know, of myself to build myself up. So, you know, I believe I'm very smart, but I also tell you, sometimes being a poli-sci major and having to analyze everything, sometimes I tend to overthink something every now and then. But, you know, in the end, I believe coming from Stanford does help.
When you come all the catching up you've had to do, Ty, is it nerve-wracking or intimidating at all when you're taking a rep with 12 quarterback as opposed to maybe the younger guys? I mean, how do you feel like that? I saw you catch one quick slant from 12 on one of the teams.
Not really nerve-wracking because, you know, it's Aaron back there. Just more nerve-wracking because I don't want to have any wasted reps for myself. I don't want to waste anybody else's time, you know, not knowing what to do. So I'm more nervous just to make sure that I know what I'm doing, because it's different when you study the playbook in your room and then when you get out there and there's 10 other guys and you all got to be on the same page and know what to do and hear the whole play.
How do you approach the depth chart? Just with Jordy, Randall, Devontae, all these guys, Jeff and Jared were also here last year, and you're kind of coming in new. How do you go by that day by day?
I've never thought of it as a depth chart. You know, there's veterans, there's guys that have been here that have put their time in, and then there's me, a rookie. And, you know, there's other rookies, and we got to learn, and we just got to put our time in.
Do you look at this, I mean, as an opportunity? You look around the league where you could end it up, but, I mean, here you are playing alongside Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, a couple of top receivers, a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, how encouraging is that, and how much does that, you know, help you?
It's a great opportunity, and it's very encouraging to know that you're going into a place that have guys that have already been there, done that, and are where you want to be. So all you have to do is just watch and learn.